For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, now to a story about chicken wings.
I haven't had chicken wings in a while, and I don't know why, because I find chicken wings delightful. I just I don't encounter it very much.
It's chicken.
Yeah, who doesn't love chicken wings?
Well,
everyone loves chicken wings.
Yeah.
Are you a bone-in or boneless guy?
Bone-in. I will eat boneless wings, but that's not wings. Just call it what those are. Those are chicken tendies. Those are just mini tendies. Yeah, they're chicken nuggies. But I'll eat them. They're fine. But given my choice, I will always go bone-in. And also given my choice, I will take drumlets over the flats. I don't even need a mixture. Just give me the drumlet every time. Why would I want a flat? The drumlet is superior to the flat in every way.
I agree. There's more meat on that thing.
Exactly.
It is easier to clean a flat than it is the drum. The drum has more tendon on it. But I still think that the...
That's a good point.
I learned this from one Joey Chestnut. He says that for like a wing-eating contest, you want flats. You can strip the bone the most easily.
Okay.
I still prefer a drum, but I think you can get more meat off of a flat.
Oh, I just assume that the big drumlet, I don't know, it's like got a big fat piece of meat.
But the nub at the top is all like cartilage and stuff, like you can't get anything off of that.
But that big fat drumlet bite is the best bite.
It is the best bite.
Because you soak it in blue cheese and you just devour it.
It's so good.
And frankly, dipping a flat, not easy. You either have to do the pour over, you get it's like it's more difficult for sure.
Is it wrong now that I want wings and I'm pissed off I don't have them? Continue with your wing story.
Well, this is from Illinois, the great state of Illinois. There is a teacher there who has been sentenced to 9 years in prison for chicken wing theft.
Really? You get 9 years?
You get
9 years for killing someone. How do you get nine? How many wings do you have to steal for 9 years?
You want to guess?
I mean, my God. Like, a million wings? How many? Like, it's chicken wings.
Well, how many wings come in a case?
I mean,
because I have the case number.
Like, how many wings? I don't know.
I don't even know what qualifies as a case.
Like 500? 1,000? I don't know.
Talking about a box or?
Let's say if a case has 500 wings, she stole 5.5 million wings.
It's a lot of wings. So the street value.
The street value was $1.5 million.
That still seems like a long sentence for, I don't know, I guess if I stole $1 million, I don't know, 9 years?
So here's what she did. She's a teacher in Illinois, and during COVID, it started in July of 2020, they were not in school, but she was in charge of ordering food for the kids. Mm-hmm. She kept ordering chicken wings and kept them for herself because during the pandy, no one knew which way was up, and so they just kept sending her the wings. And she said some kids were getting at-home lunches, so it was not out of the ordinary to be ordering food.
Yeah.
So she would bill the school district, but then nobody would know that she kept the wings because no one was there.
Now, was she selling the wings, or is she just a fat-ass eating all those wings?
She was eating the wing. 11,000 cases of wings.
What the hell are you doing with 11,000 cases? Like,
this is over 2 years.
Where do you even store those? What kind of freezer does she have?
I'm still saying, at what point do you just get tired of, like, how many wings can you eat? Is she, like...
I think she eats every meal. Honestly, I don't think she paid for a meal for 2 years because she kept eating chicken wings.
But it's all wings. Wow.
Yeah, I think so. That's what I think. It doesn't say in the story.
And remember, those aren't like pre-dipped. I guess maybe they do come flavored, or is she just raw dog and wings?
I don't know. But she built the school district. She kept them for herself for 2 years during the pandy. And the reason she was caught is the best part. Hmm. And that is because one of the other people at the school noticed that she was ordering bone-in wings. Mm-hmm. They don't give the kids bone-in wings.
Oh, yeah, like a choking hazard sort of thing.
Yeah, and yeah. So
what a brutal way to get caught.
Right.
Dumbass.
Otherwise, she would have gotten away with it.
If it wasn't for those meddling kids. Boy, that is one of those things that adds up. Like when you, I wonder if it started out as just, because look, I'll tell you right now that if I was working at a cafeteria and someone was sending extra wings and then I realized that we weren't using the wings, but they just kept coming, I could totally see myself rationalizing, I'll just keep these wings. But at some point, like, you got to realize, oh my God, this is like $100,000 worth of wings.
Yeah.
I wonder what did she set that out, or was it like I'm in too deep, or?
Well, so here's the other thing. This story circled with a couple of my friends today, and one of them's a teacher down in Arizona, and he said if it comes out of the budget, if you don't use the money, they just take it back. So there's a lot of justification that happens, especially during COVID, of, well, we have to use it, and then people start grazing off the top.
There was one. Yeah. It kind of reminded me of this. I had some guys that I played football with down at BYU, and one of them worked for like a county, some sort of county or state agency. And, you know, a lot of those have their own gas pumps,
yeah.
You know, like for the state cars or whatever. Yeah. So one of the guys that was working there was a former football player, and he was letting his buddies come fill up their cars. Like they would go at like after hours or whatever, and they would fill up their gas tank. And again, I could totally see like, gas is expensive. Oh man, I got this free gas. Just, you know, show up. But they did this for a while, and I think they ran up like $600,000 in gas. Because it started at one guy, and then I think it ended up being like eight or nine guys. But they did it for like a year.
Mm. And you don't realize how it adds up.
Well, yeah. I mean, what's a tank of gas now? What, 75, 80, 90 bucks, depending on what you got? You get six or seven guys doing that. And you
once
do that
a week for
once a week. And, you know, so that's, you know, all of a sudden you're doing $600-700 a week in gas. And, you know, you do that over 52 weeks. All of a sudden, you know, stuff adds up. And they got caught. And it was a big deal.
Did somebody go to jail?
Yeah. I think someone went to jail over that. And it was like an oopsie and like restitution. But I think sometimes it's easy to think about, because a case of chicken wings, what is that? Like, I don't know. Like, let's say that's like 70 or 100 bucks or whatever. I'll bet you it's real easy to justify it until you look down and are like, oh.
I'm guessing how that story worked was she did it once, and then she's like, dude, no one is even around. No one is noticing this.
Yeah. No one misses the money. No one is worried about it.
This is the perfect grift. I'm going to keep doing this. And she was only caught because they were bone-in.
Bone-in. Oh, my gosh.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.